The Tampa City Council today delayed for 2 weeks a possible billboard agreement with two major billboard companies about a new ordinance. Negotiations between the city and CBS Outdoors and Clear Channel have been ongoing for years, and city attorneys hope that an agreement could finally be signed today. The proposal would allow the continued removal of dozens of traditional billboards from certain sectors of the city, but in exchange would allow those companies to erect digital billboards in areas where billboards are not prohibited. But members of the public and some council members said they had issues with the digital billboard component. Wofford Johnson is the president of THAN, an umbrella group for all neighborhood associations in Tampa. He said the agreement on the table was between two sets of lawyers.
From a neighborhood perspective, though, it went from being a terrible agreement to being just a bad agreement.
Randy Barron is a neighborhood activist. He said the question was one of policy.
Do we want the city to be digital? I sent you all emails telling you where some of the digital billboards are and some of the effects that they can have. And this is light that will spill out. And it's not just the light. It's also the fact that they change. And while there are some protections for screening in here for digital billboards for residential, it takes 3 years minimum. So someone's going to have a house that's going to have to sit there looking at a digital billboard potentially for 3 years until the screening kicks in.
Bill Johnson is with Citizens for Scenic Florida. He said recently in Los Angeles, the public wasn't very engaged in the discussion of a billboard ordinance until the actual billboards started sprouting up.
My suggestion is if you must approve digital signs, make them go dark at night after sunset, when if it's visible from a residential area. Otherwise, I think you're going to have similar experience to what happened in Los Angeles. Thank you.
An aspect of the agreement that seemingly everybody approved of is that the signs would have to be at least 500 feet from residential properties, and four traditional signs would have to come down for one electronic sign to go up. Julia Cole is with the legal department for the city of Tampa. She gave the council a history of the legal activity with billboards over the past 20 years, and the variances carved out of those ordinances.
Given the history of this billboard issue in the city, that we have some certainty as to how billboards are dealt with. And the problem that we are in right now from a legal perspective is we don't have certainty. And it's important to have certainty as to how these billboards will be treated, because we will spend time and resources litigating those issues.
Councilwoman Linda Salcena said there was research being conducted right now on how safe it is to have digital billboards on the roads, and she cautioned the city from going forward with an agreement that they might want to alter in the future.
A question that I'll have when we're done with this for Ms. Cole is, if the research says that the threshold of change that we're allowing is not safe, is there anything in the agreement that's before us that allows us to put in a safe level of change?
Councilman John Dingfelder said he didn't think it was fair that in the agreement, certain sectors of the city would be devoid of electronic billboards, but others, like Seminole Heights, would not.
We love Kennedy, and we want Kennedy to be as beautiful as possible, but I'm not really sure why Kennedy deserves greater treatment and more special treatment, if it's probably bad grammar, than Hillsborough or Florida. It seems a little bit inherently unfair, because at the end of the day, we're all here for the entire city.
The agreement would require a setback of 300 feet between standard billboards in residential areas and 500 feet for electronic billboards, and 500 feet for electronic billboards. But Councilman Dingfelder said there were problems with that.
But then all of a sudden, we started reading it a little tighter, and we realized that this is just a linear buffer. So in other words, if you have a house up and down on Hillsborough Avenue or Florida Avenue or what have you, yeah, you're going to be protected. Well, there aren't many houses up and down Hillsborough, Florida. But if you have a house back on the side streets 100 or 200 feet off of these big, busy highways, and you have a digital sign, there's no protection at all.
Dingfelder inquired if the city could avoid, for the time being, doing anything with electronic billboards. City Attorney Chip Fletcher said there was no legal obligation to address them.
What there is an effort to get additional signs down in the city. And the way that that was offered, or we were able to reach some agreement on that, was through the digital billboard. It's a mechanism for getting more structures down.
Right.
So as Julia indicated, there are policy implications in these settlement agreements, unlike most of the settlement agreements we bring to you all. In fact, unlike any other one that I'm aware of that we've brought to you all. And that's partly that policy choice that's presented here, is getting more structures down to get more structures down, the trade-off there is the electronic signs. So that, in a nutshell, is the choice here.
City staff and council members agree that electronic billboards aren't going away, but also acknowledge that they remained problematic. Council Chairman Thomas Scott.
And I will tell you that those digital signs are very bright. I was on Dale Mabry. It's one out on Dale Mabry and Waters, I think it is. Boy, that you can see that sign almost 2 miles away. I mean, literally, it is a very, very, very bright sign. So my concern is with the neighborhoods, those that are really right there. When you talk about 70 High and 275 and those signs up against that, so I am concerned about that.